All right, here's a good question. Is it immoral to fancy a married woman? Well, fancy, I take, means like, respond to, desire. Of course, it's 100% moral because you're responding to your values, presumably. And if she does embody your values on that level, how could you not respond to her and desire her? Now, taking action in regard to her, trying to entice her into a relationship, that you have to say is not a different thing. Not that it's wrong, but it has to be within the context. You can't stalk her. You can't start a secret relationship. You can't try to get to her behind her husband's back because you know the state of affairs as it is. But if you're drawn to her and she's drawn to you and it gradually develops, that kind of action is perfectly legitimate. Marriage is not ownership. So he does not own her. Cheating is what is immoral. So as long as you keep that distinction, nothing wrong with feeling. Action must be within the bounds of no deception. But if you win in that context, she's yours. I might just point out that the Bible is completely wrong on this issue. You know, you're just as bad if you lust after a woman in your heart as if you do in reality. That's a completely corrupt idea. There's no distinction between action and emotion. And that's because all worldly desire is worldly evil, according to the Bible, whether you act on it or not. But that happens to be one out of course, a great many corruptions in the Bible.